Lecture 1. The topic I am considering, the function of reason, is one of the oldest topics for philosophical consideration. What is the function of reason amid the welter of our mental experiences, amid our intuitions, our emotions, our purposes, and our decisions of emphasis? In order to answer such questions, we have to consider the nature of reason, its essence. Of course, this is a hackneyed theme. Its discussion stretches back to the very beginnings of philosophic thought. But it is the business of philosophers to discuss such fundamental topics and to set them on the stage illuminated by our modern ways of thinking. Various phrases suggest themselves, which recall the special controversies depending on the determination of the true function of reason. Faith and reason. Reason and authority. Reason and intuition. Criticism and imagination. Reason, agency, and purpose. Scientific methodology. Philosophy and the sciences. Rationalism, skepticism, dogmatism. Reason and empiricism. Pragmatism. Each of these phrases suggests the scope of reason and the limitation of that scope. Also, the variety of topics included in them shows that we will not exhaust our subject by the help of a neat little verbal phrase. Yet, despite this warning to avoid a mere phrase, I will start with a preliminary definition of the function of reason, a definition to be illustrated, distorted, and enlarged as this discussion proceeds. The function of reason is to promote the art of life. In the interpretation of this definition, I must at once join issue with the evolutionist fallacy suggested by the phrase, the survival of the fittest. The fallacy does not consist in believing that in the struggle for existence, the fittest survive to eliminate the less fit. The fact is obvious and stares us in the face. The fallacy is the belief that fitness for survival is identical with the best exemplification of the art of life.